Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and today we're going to look at the topic of praying for laborers to be sent out into the harvest. And that's from Matthew chapter 9, verses 36 to 38. We're looking at praying for laborers to be sent out into the harvest. But when he, Jesus, saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So it's God's harvest. It's the harvest of the end of the age. It's the harvest of souls. God harvests souls. He doesn't harvest buildings. He doesn't harvest programs. He doesn't harvest the bank accounts of the church or the jewels in the Vatican. He's not looking to harvest those things. He has something that he has died for, something that Jesus went to the cross for, and that is your soul and my soul and the souls of your family and friends. God wants to harvest the souls from the earth in the latter day, and he will send a mighty angel with a sickle in the last days, and he will plunge that sickle in, and the earth shall be reaped. And the good souls, the ones that are reaped in that harvest, will go to heaven to be with God forever and ever. And God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance and to a knowledge of the truth. God wants everyone to believe in Jesus. He wants you to believe in Jesus right now. And he wants people all around the world, from Bakersfield to Moscow, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But someone has to go and tell them. How can they hear unless someone tells them? And how can that person go and preach to them unless that person is sent? So for blessed are the feet of him who proclaims the good news of the gospel. So we have to get the good news of the gospel out to the four corners of the earth. And I'm not talking about a flat earth. It's a round earth. We all know that. So people have to get on planes and in boats and in canoes and on jeepneys and in all the transportation of the world and horseback in Mongolia if necessary to get the gospel to the far ends of the earth. They can use radio. They can use TV. They can use the internet. They can use a megaphone. They can stand up in a long hut in Papua New Guinea and shout the gospel to hundreds of people. Wherever the gospel has to be, people have to go. The word must be sent out to the ends of the earth so that people fully understand Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour and can be committed to him. Now, we know that the harvest is plentiful. I'm a missionary. I go all around the world. And there are places in the world where 50,000 people will come out to hear someone proclaim the gospel. There is a huge harvest around the world. The Muslim world even is beginning to believe in Jesus. The Hindu world is beginning to believe in Jesus. And around the world, in places long resistant to the gospel, people are walking miles just to hear a missionary or a preacher proclaim the word of God. Even here in Los Angeles, or there in Bakersfield, there is a huge need for Jesus Christ to be proclaimed. And it's time the proclaimers went out. So we've got to ask, we're going to pray for these laborers to go out into the field, but what is a laborer? Is a laborer someone who just sits in one place and wishes for something to happen? No, a laborer is someone who labors, and they're out in the field. They're not sitting around in some comfort zone, having cups of tea and working on a committee somewhere. No, they're not the people who just polish the floors and do this and do that. They're people who actually get out and talk to other people. They're going to harvest other people. They're going to be evangelists. They're going to be Bible teachers. They're going to be people that do miracles and healings. They're going to go out to the four corners of the earth, and they're going to proclaim Jesus with power, and they're going to see things happen. There'll be missionaries. There'll be all kinds of people going out to the four corners of the earth to see people saved. And you can be one of them, and your friends can be one of them. Your church can send them out, because God wants them thrust out into the harvest. God is impatient. The end of the world is coming upon us. The harvest is ready, but the laborers are sitting at home because the devil is keeping them trapped. And do you know how the devil keeps them trapped? He keeps them trapped often by thoughts in their mind, by strongholds in the mind of those that should go. So someone's called to go, and they say, "Oh, well, I haven't got a theology degree yet," or, "I can't afford the air ticket," or, "I'm not worthy to go because I've got a little bit of sin in my life here and there." Or they hear someone say, oh, the missionaries aren't needed overseas anymore. You just stay home, young man. So, oh, really, they're not needed. But yet there's millions and billions of people who have never heard the gospel. Yes, the missionaries are needed. So there's thoughts planted in their head about the gospel not being necessary or the gospel not really being true. Or that they're told that there are many, many ways to God, and the Buddhists and Hindus and Muslims and people worshipping idols, they're all going to get to heaven anyway. And that's just not true. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through him. So laborers have to be sent out into the harvest. Now, in Jesus' day, there were lots of religious people. There were lots of scribes, there were lots of Pharisees, there were lots of people running around talking about religion in Israel. But Jesus says the laborers are few. So what was wrong with the Pharisees? What was wrong with the Sadducees? What was wrong with the synagogue harvesters? Why wasn't Jesus considering them to be laborers? Because they weren't laboring among the people. They were just beating their own drum and trying to get their own followers and to become important and to have big robes and to have other ones, everyone saying, oh, look, that's an important religious person, or this person's an important religious person. These people who are just looking after their religious ego, they're not laborers. They're just working for themselves and for human approval or for the money or for the offering. The laborers are people that do the hard work. They're the people that go out and translate the Bible in the middle of the jungle. They're the people who live on very little just to get the word of God out to some tribe in the back of Papua New Guinea. The laborers are the people who labor. They're the people who actually work without consideration of themselves or their own reward. And we have to get those laborers out there. So the laborers are few and the performers are many. So we need to get those laborers out. Now, I mentioned one thing that held them back, and that's the thoughts that they have in their head. Another thing that holds the labourers back is a lack of financial supply. It does cost a fair bit of money to go out to another place, to have the transport, to have the health care, to go to another country and share the gospel. It's not cheap at all. And some people say, well, why don't you just pay the national evangelist, but pay someone in India or pay someone in Africa to do the work? And certainly that's an approach that can work. But at the moment, we still need Western missionaries, and that's acknowledged. And even some of the people who are most zealous about saying that we can just use national workers are beginning to realize that that approach was a little bit short-sighted. We need missionaries from every tribe and tongue and nation, and they still have a valuable contribution to do. And if someone's called of God to go out, you go and help them. You pray that the money will come in for them. You pray that they will be able to get out there. You pray that they'll be able to find reasonable accommodation at a reasonable price in the place where they're going. Finances is a huge problem. They get out there and then people forget to give. And the devil goes to the donors and says, oh, don't give to that person anymore. You see that thing on TV? Give to that instead. And so the money is diverted. It's diverted away from the laborers and to people that can tell a good story. And so the laborers don't get there. And so God's purposes are thwarted. And that's why we need to pray. We need to pray that the right money goes to the right people at the right time to do the right work of God. And you need to pray for those laborers to get out there and do the work. Another thing that holds the laborers back are things like visas. There's a lot of administrative obstruction to people going out overseas. And if you've got a friend that's going overseas, pray that they can get the visa. Pray for them that the paperwork will go through and it won't be held up by some government official that doesn't like Westerners or doesn't like Christians or doesn't like missionaries. You need to pray that people can get visas to go out there. Also, you need to pray against them being persecuted. Sometimes it's very unsafe to share the gospel. You need to pray for the safety and for the health of the laborers who go out there. And even the laborers here in America, some of them work in very difficult places and very difficult environments, such as among gangs, and they need protection. And they need protection from some of the diseases that are beginning to come up again here in America. And so even here in America, your workers need to be paid, your workers need to be sent, your workers need to be protected. So pray for their thinking processes, pray for their prayer life and their spiritual life, pray for their families and their moral life. Pray that they're held in the hand of God and delivered from temptation at all times, and pray that they can go. Pray that they can get that air ticket, they can find that place to live, that they can find an agency to send them, that the churches will back them. And you know what? Sometimes the laborers get out there into the harvest and they're terribly disappointed. People forget about them. The church forgets to pray for them. There's no backing. There's no help. They're left alone to flounder And even in the local area there, people forget about them and they go about their business and the missionary is forgotten. And I had a friend who passed away recently, a very dear friend of mine who was a student of mine at Asian Theological Seminary. She was living on her own out in an area of Cambodia. She became sick with an ulcer on her leg. And because there was no one to care for her, that ulcer turned into an infection. And the infection turned into a stroke. And the stroke led to a heart attack, and she passed away at the young age of 52. All because there was no one around her to help her. And afterwards, everyone said, oh my goodness, we should have taken care of her. We should have done it better. And there's a lot of guilty people around. And she passed away because of the neglect of the body of Christ. We don't want to have missionaries dying all over the world simply because they are not cared for by other Christians or by their mission agencies or by their churches. And you need to pray that these people are raised up, that they're strengthened, that they're trained, that they're equipped and that they're anointed. Because the anointing breaks the yoke. People who go out need to have a strong anointing from the Lord and the ability to deal with demons and to deal with spiritual warfare. If they don't have this, it's going to be very, very difficult for them. So you need to pray. You need to get on your knees and make a little prayer list of people you know that are going out into God's harvest. And you need to pray for them every day that God will protect them. God will supply their needs. God will give them words to speak to people, that God will give them opportunities to share the gospel, that God will open doors in that country for fruitful witness, and that as they work there, that people will be saved and the harvest will be brought in. Not just one or two people, but not just 10 or 20, but 10,000 or 20,000. That an abundant harvest will come in these end times, because there are many, many people in need of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You don't know how many until you go out there and see them. There are 3,000 unreached people groups. Some of them have millions of people in them. Yes, now a worker here or a worker there is going out, but there's certainly not enough. And the laborers have to be raised up. But they have to be raised up in this day, in this hour, and you're the person that's going to raise them up. You're going to raise them up by praying. Say, oh God in heaven, Lord of the harvest, raise up laborers into your harvest right now. And maybe send me. But send people from the north, the south, and the east and the west, from the people that have the gospel to the people that don't have the gospel. Not just from the west to the rest, but from the saved to the unsaved. Let this happen now and let it happen powerfully in the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus is great and it's mighty. And at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. So now I call on you to be a mighty prayer warrior, that the gospel may happen, that the gospel may go out to all the corners of the earth. Because you have prayed for the laborers to be raised up and sent into the harvest. This is Pastor John Edmiston signing off. God bless, have a great day, and be a prayer warrior for God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.